Okay, I apologize for missing Thursday's share. I generally try very mightily to avoid canceling share, but sometimes circumstances are as they are. When we left off, we had begun discussing an important hakira about the nature of the iser of avel in tefillin. We pointed out that Rashi, in different places in Shas, sounds a little differently. In our sugya, Rashi says the problem is if someone is mispa'er, he's mare ba'atzmo she'eno avel. Someone who puts on fancy clothes, same as if I started putting on a gold crown with diamonds, so it would be inappropriate, it would be disrespectful. Rashi talks about kavod ha'meis, like I'm showing that I don't care and I'm getting all fancy. So likewise, if someone puts on tefillin, then it shows a lack of caring about the mace, and therefore it's aser. Sounds like the iser is mitam aveilos, that it's inappropriate, ruins your aveilos to put on tefillin. However, Rashi elsewhere, specifically in, I think I put here, Brachos and Ksubos, yes, Rashi says there, because tefillin needs pe'er. Right? Let me just read you. His lashon, Rashi says over here, kaven de bo'u pe'er, tefillin require pe'er, v'avel misgolo ba'afar karno, and an avel is rolling in the dirt, misgolo ba'tzara ba'afar, ain't that pe'er, tefillin needs to be pe'er, and it ruins the pe'er of tefillin for an avel to put it on. Right? Sounds from Rashi like the iser is not because of avelus, the iser is because of tefillin, that it's inappropriate for tefillin to put it on when you are rolling in the dirt. Rashi and Ksuba says, I won't open it up, but his lashon is very similar, that tefillin need pe'er, and therefore you're not fulfilling the requirements of tefillin. Therefore, now you could take this in perhaps one of two ways. Either, so why can I put it on even if it's not pe'er, so it won't be like it's supposed to be? Why can I do it anyway? Either it's just disrespectful to put on, again, it doesn't mean literally that you are in the dirt or ashes or whatever his lashon is. Here he says dirt. He doesn't mean literally the avel's head is full of dirt. What he means is that figuratively, the way the avel feels, the way he experiences, is that does not have pride and he's in the dirt. And therefore, you could just say either it's disrespectful to tefillin to put it, even metaphorically, in dirt. Or you could say, no, maybe it's neutral for tefillin. If it's not pe'er, then it's neutral. It's not a mix with tefillin. But once tefillin is kadosh, like we're in the Ritva, even though we had a bit of a stira, once tefillin is kadosh, to put it where it's not a mitzvah is automatically usser. So again, how did we get from not being pe'er to usser? Either it's usser because of the dirt, or it's just usser because it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah because the mitzvah of tefillin is to have pe'er. And therefore, if you don't have pe'er, it's not a mitzvah. And once it's not a mitzvah, it's always usser to put on tefillin not for a mitzvah. Because it's kadosh, and you're not allowed to use it for non-mitzvah purposes. So let's say here we have the iser of tefillin le'avel, or iser of avel b'tefillin, right? Which is basically the chakira, right? Is it an iser of tefillin can't be on an avel, or that an avel can't wear tefillin? So here we have... if you say it's a din in Avelos, that's what Rashi in Sukkah sounds like. But if you say it's a din in Tefillin, that is what Rashi in Brachos and Ksubos sounds like. It's a din in Tefillin because you're not meeting the requirement to pair. And if you ask, fine, so you're not meeting the requirement. It's not a kiyum of Tefillin. What makes it usher? So either it's usher because it's disrespectful to put it in the dirt figuratively, or it's just usher to put it on anytime it's not a mitzvah. It would be also usher to put it on for a photo shoot when it's not a mitzvah, because it's disrespectful to the kedusha of tefillin. In terms of the other mefarshim we've seen, how did the Rambam sound in this hakira? I think we might have mentioned that. It's always easy to tell in the Rambam this lumdus. Is it in tefillin or in avelus? How do you know? Because then the Rambam, it's in Hilchas Avel, right? So din Avelos, so this would be the Rambam. No. The Rambam puts it in Hilchas Avelos, which implies for the Rambam, maybe we'll see if we can make it more complicated, but at least at first glance implies for the Rambam that it's a din in Avelos. Likewise, I don't have the Lushan in front of me, but the Rush in Moed Katan, okay, Mordy's not here to give me a copy, but the Rush also makes it sound like it's a din in it's a din in Tefillin. Anyone have Mordy's printout? It's very useful. I should start printing it out. Of the Russian Moed Katan. But I'm gonna pass it up. Thank you. Okay, there it is. So he says, the Ein Avil B'Yomar Ma'olub B'Efer Karno, he has Efer and Avil on this day, his horn, his pride is in the ashes. V'Ein Nachon Sheyosim Ha'Avil Tefillin Shu Pe'er, it's not proper to put Pe'er B'Makom Efer, in the place of Efer. So here the Lashon is more subtle. It's not proper to put the Pe'er in a place of Efer, but I think if you look at the Lashon, you're going to say it's not proper for the Avil to be fancy. He says it's a Metzias, the Avil has ashes on his head. Again, he doesn't literally mean that you put ashes on your head. That's not a requirement of a velus. Maybe of a chasna, but not of a velus. He means that metaphorically, the Avel has ashes on his head. He's rolling around in the soot of the, Cinderella by the fireplace. And he has ashes on his head. And he says it's not proper to put this pe'er in a place of Afer. So, it's not mukrach, but it sounds like, since he doesn't say it's not proper for him to be fancy, he says it's not proper to put this pe'er in the dirt. Sounds like it's a din in tefillin. Need a better color here. So I think this is the mashmos of the, I will add, the Rush in Moed Katan. He doesn't say very explicitly, but I do think that's what it sounds like. The Levush here throws in a... a bit of a curveball, because if you say it's a din in Avelos, then what's the svara? The svara is very clear, right? Like Rash says, an avel shouldn't be fancy, right? Then the svara is very clear. If you say it's a din in Tefillin, then what's wrong with it? So what everyone says is within the din in Tefillin, here you have Rashi, Rush. The Chuli says, what's the reason? Because it is a stira and maybe even a bizayon to pe'er to put it b'makom efer, or offer. I mean, it's the Rishonim sometimes use one, sometimes the other, but so did the Chumash, so that's okay. The Levush throws a curveball. Why does the Levush say it's usher? Exactly. So. Says Levush because tefillin needs kavana. I don't mean kavana like Mitzvah Shuchas kavana. Right? Tefillin needs your das. You have to always be thinking about your tefillin. There's an Isser Pesach das. Right? You have to always be. That's what he says here. He says. Because of Hetzach Hadas, tefillin requires focusing on it, right? Focusing on it is part of the shmiras of the kedusha of tefillin. So I think the Levush, the Prima Gadim assumes the Levush is different from Rashi. Maybe the Levush thinks that he's just a twist on it, but the Levush... The Levush says, Midin... Pesach Hadas. He says an Avil is so distraught that for the Levush it would be the same thing as an Avil, or if he was just preoccupied about something else. The Raman Taka does write, based on the Gemara in a few places, that someone whose mind is distracted doesn't wear tefillin. Right? Because you're not allowed to be distracted in tefillin. And therefore Levush says it's not because he's lowly per se, just lowliness is a tendency of being distracted. Right, and therefore, since he's distracted, he's going to take his mind off his tefillin, and someone who's going to take his mind off their tefillin, better for them not to wear tefillin than to take their mind off their tefillin. Okay, we might have thought otherwise, but that's mashmos of the Gemara, clear psak of the Rambam. someone who is distracted and can't focus on their tefillin shouldn't wear tefillin. Okay, and therefore that explains why you shouldn't wear tefillin. So Rav Moshe has a slightly different twist on the din of tefillin. That's not a standard way to understand the din of tefillin. But that's very clear in the Levush. It says, Kemish atarj kol kach, vada yasiach dai tomeyam. Because of hesach adas, not because of lowliness per se. Not like we would have thought. We would have thought it had to do with the pe'er. Pe'er is a crown. Crown and lowliness don't go together. He says, no. Lowliness is just a hefi timtza of being distracted. And it's not because it's a crown. It's because there's an Isser of Hesach Hadas, and therefore, better not to wear tefillin if you're going to come to Hesach Hadas. Well, we don't say try anyway, we say don't try.
Doesn't that give him a better explanation why the Yom HaRishon is different than...
Okay, give me a second. So obviously, famous nafkamin of this, and this is what we had on the board there, is why is tefillin only Usher B'Yom Rishon? After all, most of the Dinei Avelus are Usher more than one day. So why is tefillin only Usher in Yom Rishon? Maybe this is we also made this point and left off with it. So this is sort of a why nafkamina. Why nafkaminas aren't real nafkaminas, they're just, you know, but why only Usher B'Yom Rishon? Yeah, I think this may have been what we left off at this point. After all, v'achrisa ki yomar. But we don't say that about the rest of Avelus, v'achrisa ki yomar. So, if you take the Levush says very clearly, because the Chiyav Avelus is 7 days, but the distractedness to the point where you can't focus on tefillin is only 1 day. 1 day is Yomar, you can't think about anything. On the second day already, you can focus a little, and that's good enough. And for the other poskim, this is exactly what Tosaf said in Brachos, right? So this is Nicha, because the super Tirda is only 1 day. Super Tirda, you know, that you can't even focus on tefillin, it's only 1 day. And for the other postman, it's also Nicha. That's what Tosos said in Rashi in Brachos. Right? Tosos in Brachos said, why did Rashi need an explanation? Why not just say, because it's from the Pasuk? Because things just stem from the Pasuk. Things just stem from the Pasuk apply for 7 days. Had what makes tefillin only apply for 1 day. So here Tosus explains. This is what the Levush himself explains. So here it's also Nicha. Why? Because Avelus might be 7 days. But it's not a din Avelus. This is not a mitzvah. It's not a kiyum of Avelus. It's a mitzius of Ma'olah Ba'afar. So he says, Nicha, I am translating Tosso slightly, he says, Mitzvahs Avelos is 7 days. But this is not a din of Mitzvahs Avelos, right? This is in Tefillin. But the Mitzios of Me'olel Be'ofar Karno is only 1 day. Right? The mitzvah avelus might be 7 days. And this is what Tosos says in Brachos. That was we had on the board, the explanations for why Rashi needs explanation. Tosos says, it works out beautifully. That's what, if it would be a din avelus, avelus is 7 days. Whoever heard of avelus 1 day? If we did an avelus, it would be 7 days. But it's not a din avelus, it's a din mitzias. Why? It's a din tefillin. Once you're a mitzias of ma'olo afar karno, then meila, it's usher to put tefillin on that kind of head. Okay, how long does that mitzias last? We can't look to help with avelus. Hilchos Avelos doesn't just tell us the halachos, doesn't tell us the metzios of where the guy is existentially. How do we know where he is existentially? So that we have to look for psukim that discuss the human condition. And the pasuk says, Achrisa ki yomar, we know he's existentially in a place of Ma'olah Ba'afar Karno for 1 day, so tefillin is aser. The next 6 days, he is Achiv Avelos, but he's not in a place of Ma'olah Ba'afar Karno. Even though in Avelos we only find 3 and 7, etc., we don't find 1, that's fine, it's not a din in Avelos. If it's a din in tefillin, it makes perfect sense. If you say it's a din avelus, then it's a little weird why it only applies for 1 day. It's a little weird why it only applies for 1 day if it's a din avelus. So you have to say one of two things. So it's, it's strange, right? Why should it only apply for 1 day? But you can say one of two things. But you can either answer what we quoted, I think, from the Richmond Brachos. You could say, because of the mitzvah of Yerusha, the malchus Shamayim, because the mitzvah, therefore they didn't want to make it apply too long. They didn't want to be a vatel tefillin for too long. Avelus is drabanan, and sitting on the floor, make the guy sit on the floor 7 days. Why not? Wearing shoes, let him not wear shoes 7 days. Why not? Let him not bathe 7 days. Why not? But to let him not wear tefillin 7 days is you're a vatel the kabbalas malchus shemayim. And therefore, they didn't want to do that. Then, of course, you have to ask. So why did they ask for the Talmud Torah 7 days? That's also a vatel him from. So the answer is, Talmud Torah is mamish super mesameach. Talmud Torah is so happy that they had to ask for him 7 days, even though they were vatel him from the Kabbalah's Torah Hashem. But tefillin, which is not super mesameach, just pe'er, therefore they did a balancing act. Talmud Torah mamish ruins your avelus because it's so happy. So they asked for it 7 days, even though it's a mitzvah. Tefillin doesn't mamish rule your avelus. It's just somewhat inappropriate. Therefore, if they balanced and only answered one day, so you can either. Correct. If you hold the Rav wasn't convinced that the Rambam agreed that there is what to, I'm not talking Lamaisa, but correct. You could also say, although that's not what he said, but you could either say that. Now I don't know if I had the lashon here someplace, but yeah, that.
Can you say
that ain't no din lifrug min ol shamayim they can't. Give me a second. Either could say that they didn't want to lifrug menu ol shamayim too much, or you could say. Maybe this is where you're going. You could say, no, maybe even an Avelus. There's a din of Avelus 1 day, and we have some sort of Masorah, what applies where. If you look, for example, in the Rambam of Hilchos Avelus, the Rambam, he doesn't tell us where he gets it from. But in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avelus, when he discusses Tefillin, the Rambam says, he says, Ha'adol b'yom rishon bilvad, is asur lahaniach tefillin v'le'echol mishalo v'chayiv leishav al-mita kfuya. He says, no, there are many halachas of avelus only apply for 1 day. Sudas havra'ah, that, right, he has to eat other people's food is only 1 day. Isur tefillin is only 1 day. And this, the Ravid says he doesn't know where he got this from, this is very controversial. The chiyav to sit on an overturned bed is only 1 day. The chiyuv to overturn his beds and not sit on a regular bed is 7 days, but to actually sit on the overturned bed instead of a floor. We don't do this at all. Okay, that's a whole inyan for now. It could be that V'chrisa ki omar teaches us that there's a bigger chiyuv avelus on the first day. There are certain dinim of avelus that apply in the first day. Now, we don't necessarily pass like this. We don't pass in the part about mita kfuya. We don't pass in the part about eating your own food. We pass in the first meal he has to eat other people's food, not the first day. But at least the Rambam says, no, within Avelus there's 1, and there's 7, and there's 30, and there's Yud Beis Chodesh. So, or you could say that we learn from the Pasuk that there is a greater Chi of Avelus on the first day, which again, I would not say for us, because coincidentally it's only tefillin and nothing else, you know? But if you want to say for the Rambam, that's the Rambam, and this is what? Mashmos of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Ha'adol b'yom rishon is also in 3 things. One of them is tefillin. So it sounds like he's trying to build it into part of the din of avelus, even though we're not used to that, and therefore make it not a chiddush.
Isn't for the Ram only the first day's Minotaur anyways?
For the Ram only the first day's Minotaur anyways, so it works better to be special din on the first day. Now, he could have, the Ram could have just said, it's a din of Avelos, but on a Daraisa, but for the Drabanans, they didn't want to uproot tefillin. The Ram doesn't say that, though, exactly, because that wouldn't explain the other things.
He's saying that we learned enough from Yechezkel,
And Yechezkel really means 1 day, because the 7 is Drabanan, and some things they extended, some things they didn't, without telling us why. You know, for whatever reason. Yeah, absolutely. So the Rambam, saying the Rambam Lishitase, that Yechezkel really only meant the first day. And then the later rabbis extended to 7. That makes sense. Really, everything is Yechezkel is 1 day, Achrisa Ki Omar. Okay, some things they extended, some things they didn't. Why? We'll tell you someday.
I remember hearing from our listeners, that he didn't find that the Yom Rishon that you have to do, according to the Rav's understanding of the Rambam, you have to do a ma'isa that's mevatel the avelus, the same way that he talked about Yibum and Tumas Kohani, that you have to be the kumba say, you have to be mevatel the avelus and not do something. Lumat the rest of the days, you just passively have to be
Okay, you have to figure out how this applies, since we're not going to fill in, seems to be passive, but maybe we get to work out somehow. Now, here the Prima Gadim, by the way, before we get to the more mainstream Nafkaminas, Prima Gadim has a wild Nafkamina, specifically the Lavush. The Prima Gadim at the end of Lamed Ches says that, there's a difference between the Lavush and everyone else. The Prima Gadim is generally, you'll see, a din b'tefillin man. That's clear. But he wants to make a Nafkamina of the Lavush, and here it's a little radical. We pointed out that some Gemara say Potter, some Gemara say Usser, right? Made a big deal about that in the Ritva last time, and then Yosef asked me a question from the other Ritva, and I haven't figured it out yet, so we're going to leave that out for now. Maybe Yosef has. No? Even if, okay, I'm figuring that I was wrong also counts as figuring it out, as long as you get them both to work. But you don't have to defend me, just the Ritva. But okay, well, one of these days. Here is a very wild Nafkamina, says the Prima Gadim. Why is the wild Nafkamina? The Gemara says Potter in some places, right, or implied, but in other places it says usser, right? Here it says, and Chav Heyam Adbeis, Chai v'chol mitzvah zamurs v'tor chutz mitfilin, right? Kuli alma petiri, says you're potter from tfilin. Yeah, the Gemara Mekotin says usser in tfilin. So we have to figure out why sometimes it says potter, sometimes it says usser, maybe in your diet, maybe not. Right, what I said last time is that if she didn't tfilin, then it might work well that it sometimes says potter, sometimes says usser, because really you're potter. Because if it's not pe'er, it's not a mitzvah. So you're potter. Once you're potter, it's usher. Because if you put it on when it's not a mitzvah, it's just a prop. And it's usher to use a kaddish thing as a prop. Okay, or you could say lav davka in the lashon. But it seems to be usher. The Prima Gadim says a big nafkamina for the lavush. Here we have nafkaminas. So, is it usher or mutter? Why is this a bit of a kaddish nafkamina? Because the Gemara says usher. But, says the Prima Gadim, he says, right, according to Lavash, it's Pater and Mutter, as opposed to, according to everyone else, where it is Usser. What does he mean by this, according to Lavash, it's Pater and Mutter? It seems a little strange, no? So I think what he means is this, that if it's Usser because of a din avelus, you keep the dinam, not up to you. If it's usher because ma'ola ba'afar karno, that's a mitzias ma'ola ba'afar karno. It's not up to you to decide how you feel. If it's usher because of hes chadas is very subjective. Ma'ola ba'afar karno is not subjective. Because the guy should feel ma'ola ba'afar karno whether he likes it or not, right? We define him that way. And dina avelos are not subjective. But it could be that hes chadas, if you're very distracted, don't put on tefillin. How do you define very distracted? So ultimately, it depends on the guy, right? Some people have tremendous willpower, have greater powers of focus than an average human being. So I think that's what the Prima Gadim means. According to the Lavush, of course it's usher for a regular oval to put on tefillin. He can't go against the Gemara, right? The Gemara does say, in Moed Katan, that Avel Asr Laniyat Tefillin, right? I don't think the Lush does not have the right to override a word Moed Katan. Asr Laniyat Tefillin, Lush Asr. I think it means Asr for a regular person because we know he'll have Hes Chadas. But if you are a very focused person and you have tremendous mental power, then for you it would be Mutter. I assume that's what he means. Potter Umutter, if you have the power to stay focused. Most people, I think, in a minute, it's also, it just means it's mutter for someone, here I'm teaching up the Prima Gadim, for someone, for the Lavush at least, it's Mishum Hespandas, so you know, either you're going to have a Hespandas or you're not. For the other people, it's a did.
So you're saying, just like by Mo'olos, so kind of, you assume every other on first day, will be and should be in a state of
Hes HaGadas.
The question is, maybe
that
someone will be able to overcome that.
Yes, because if it's Ma'ol HaBafar Karno, we define that's how someone should be. Hes Hesgadas, someone doesn't have to Hesgadas, it's just they might do Hesgadas.
Not everyone, they might not have Hesgadas, but everyone will have Hesgadas, but some people might be able to overcome it. Or should we say some people, the Chah might not have.
Right, they might be able to focus on their children.
Why would we demand that somebody be able to overcome that?
So the answer is, you have to say, because a lot of people can't. It's an unreasonable demand.
So you mean in terms of how it relates to others?
By Sukkah, it's a reasonable demand. By Kriya Shema, it's a reasonable demand. By Tefillin, it's an unreasonable demand. I know it's Dachuk, but the Green Government says it. He says, Potter Mutter for the Moshe. I'm just trying to justify him.
You can see the same thing by Mas'ol Ba'afra Kanra, meaning not everybody is crazy depressed the first day.
Right, and that's why I want a tight job for the Prima God. And then, no, but everyone should be.
Okay.
But everyone doesn't have to be Hesgadas. That's not a value. Hesgadas is not a value. Ma'olobah for Karno is.
But one necessitates the other. You can't be
No, because some people might be able to be Ma'olobah for Karno. Like, you know there are guys who can concentrate on 8 things at once?
Yes.
So some guys might be so smart that they could be Ma'olobah for Karno and everything and still remember to think about their tefillin. Because they're really smart. All right, I you don't have to take this prima goddam, but you know, I'm just trying to justify it. Now let's go on to the more mainstream nafkaminas. What are some of the more mainstream nafkaminas? So one of the classic nafkaminas, the big machlokas, is what about cholamoid? Okay, I don't know. Nowadays, you know, less people put on tefillin cholamoid than perhaps once did, and Eretz Yisrael hardly anyone puts on tefillin cholamoid, right? But the old minig Ashkenaz kayodua, right? In the old days, you know, the days of Ramah. Through the early Achronim, Svardim, of course, didn't put on tefillin cholamoid, and Ashkenazim did. So, what about tefillin on cholamoid? What about tefillin on cholamoid? So, on cholamoid, there's no avelus, right? Okay, maybe dvarim shebetzina no again, but there's clearly mostly there's no avelus. What? According to the Rambam, there's no avelus whatsoever.
No, but it's Yom HaNisan, Yom HaPurim, and Kol
HaMoed.
I believe in Yom Tov Sheni.
No, he says Yom Tov Sheni, not Kol HaMoed. Only Yom Tov Sheni, not Kol HaMoed. So, what about Kol HaMoed? So what would you think? Here, okay, we'll leave this. Here's the more main stuff. But what about Kol HaMoed? Obviously, only for people who put on tefillin of Kol HaMoed. Right? What about Kol HaMoed? So Kol HaMoed, there's no avelus. So you'd think, if it's in an avelus, there's no avelus on Kol HaMoed. He would have to put on tefillin, right? So you would think that he should be chayav b'tefillin because there's no there's no avelus on Kol HaMoed. However, right, as we know, that is not so posh. If that's what the Magen Avraham says, although I'm not promising you that's why he says it, right? This would be Shitas Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says you wear tefillin on Kol HaMoed. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that way, right? That an Avel should wear tefillin on Kol HaMoed because there's no avelus on Kol HaMoed. Says even though it's a machlokes, so maybe you know you should be choshesh and not say a bracha. But says no one says bracha anyway. So on Kol HaMoed, no one says bracha on Kol HaMoed. I don't think in the world nowadays. So therefore. A bracha on tefillin kol HaMoed.
Yekas
do. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not a yekah. So anyway, so he says well, without a bracha, but his mainstream psak is to put on tefillin on kol HaMoed. And maybe you could say, well, if it's in an avelus, there's no avelus. So he should put on tefillin. Yeah.
You could say the same thing though for if it's a din on tefillin, meaning maybe it just doesn't feel tzar.
Give me a second. That'll answer Ruki Vager's kasha, I know. But says the Prima Gadin. Now, the Prima Gadim, just to be fair, you might notice steers in the Prima Gadim here. You have to know something about the Prima Gadim. If you find steers in the Prima Gadim, it's not a problem. It's the derech of the Prima Gadim to be Soser himself, that's very Yadua, so you should never have to break your head working at steers in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim was like the Rav. When the Rav gave Shira, whatever he's doing Shira, and he said how he felt about the Sugya, then, if another day he thought differently about the Sugya, he would say the opposite. And so the Prima Gadim is saying, as he wrote what made sense to him then, and if a year later he was writing his next book or a different sibbah, something else made sense to him, he would write differently. So there are steers in the Prima Gadim I know, and that's not a problem. Steers in the Magen Avraham I think are. but steers in the Prima Gadim are not a problem, since it's derech to be Soser himself. That's the normal way of the Prima Gadim. But at least in one place in the Prima Gadim, in Simon Ayin Aleph, he says that that, here he actually says he's retracting, so it's not a problem. He says, in Simon Lamed Ches, I wrote that he wore tefillin. But, really, after the ayin, because it's still a yomar, not to mention the fact that Sfardim don't wear tefillin anyway, so here he, okay, you see, he changed his mind. So here's the sheets of the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, Simon Lamed Ches, but the Prima Gadim in Simon Ayin Aleph, and this is the Psach of the Gesher Chaim. I don't know if anyone got a chance to look. He has a long essay about this, a long, long essay about this, Rav Tukhachinsky's Gesher Chaim, which is one of the classic books of the Hilchos Avelos, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. He was really somewhat the more da'asra to Eretz Yisrael in the previous, two generations ago, by now. So, what's his svara? The svara that we got him here is that, forget about Avelos and Cholomoid. It's not a din in Avelos, it's in Tfilin. Are you been see us Ma'olo ba'afar karno or not? Hold your thoughts still. Are you been seeing Ma'olo ba'afar karno or not? Says the Prima Gadim, if on Chola Moed, even though he's not doing a velos, and everyone would be for Hesher to do a velos, he'd have to fit into everyone else in Shul, Lukule Alma, even though he's not doing a velos, but he still feels Ma'olo ba'afar karno. He's still in the dirt, right? The fact that it's Chola Moed doesn't change the fact that he's still rolling in the dirt. And if he's in the dirt and we can't put tefillin, it would be disrespectful to tefillin. So I think in this case, we would say, and I think here it would be the same, maybe whether for the Levush or for the Derech of Rashi of the Ola Barfer Karno, here he should be Aser B'tefillin, or let's say not B'tefillin, alright, we'll leave this, at least a regular problem, because he's still distracted. His father just died. Like, the fact that Chol HaMoed is nice, and, here we should say, still be Aser B'tefillin because he still feels Ma'olel Ba'afar Karno. And this is the psak of the Prima Gadim in Simon Ayin Aleph and the Gesher HaChayim and many, many other Achronim. Will you give me 2 minutes to get back to your point?
Can I go on the previous point? We already finished. Does that work? Okay. So, but couldn't you say the same thing when we say Chai for Tefillin for the side of the Ramon, the Prima Gadim, and Simon Lachaset? Why? Because he's an Avol or not as Avol? I mean, I think generally everybody agrees there's still a Velus B'Tzina. So, I mean, what are we considered? Is a Velus B'Tzina still considered being...
Okay, so first of all, it depends if you're Ashkenazic or Sephardic. That would be an interesting question.
So then you could say Chai over it?
That might depend if you're davening at home or in Shul. I don't know.
No, but because this is, you have a shame of them. Meaning, even though you're in Shul, at home, you're an Avol, so therefore you're really an Avol.
I hear the Taina. Even though it's a little funny, because halacha l'maaseh, we normally say that you shouldn't do something that looks different than everyone else.
But he's at home. You mean once he gets to Shul, so I'll go somewhere else to Shul and then I'll see him.
I mean, it depends on what they do in the shul. Let's say he lives in Ashkenaz, in the old days. So it's not so pashut.
Okay, well, daven in all of Ashkenaz. Do they daven on the side of the...
Okay. Yesh Lion. I hear the Taina. Let's just look at a very parallel one. How about Purim? Purim is a similar... why Purim and Chol HaMoed? They're the only days that override Avelos that there's tefillin, right? For everyone agrees there's tefillin. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are not a good enough meaning, so there's no tefillin anyway. So what do we find by tefillin? Says that you would think the same thing. If it's in an avelos, then you should be chayav b'tefillin. Again, at least if you're b'tzibur, although I hear Yonatan's taina. But at least you might think that you would be chayav in tefillin. And who says that you're chayav and tefillin on Purim? So that's the psak right here of the El Yoraba. What? Right. So the El Yoraba says you're chayim and tefillin. Now, by the way, the Prima Gadim, I don't know if you saw in Hilchos Purim, makes your point. He says, that depends. Maybe tefillin's called tzinah, but at least in Purim. But the Magen Avraham says... Oh, 1 second. Sorry. No. That you're chayim and tefillin. However, if you say it's a matter of, you're not supposed to display a velus on Purim. But if you say the Rav held a velus on Purim, right? But the mainstream psak is you have to go to shul to get the Megillah, and you're not supposed to display a velus in public on Purim, so therefore, he should wear his tefillin in shul. However, says the says the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillin. Oh, I don't have this here, but says the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillin. In Hilchos Purim, he says no. He says because right, if it's a matter of how you feel, then who cares whether Avelus is no hag or not? Who cares? And you still feel terrible because the person's father just died. So clearly you should still be Aser B'Tfilin. Because he still feels Me'olel Ba'afar Karno. And that is the psak of the Magen Avraham there. And the Prima Gadim seems to lean that way as well. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Purim. Now, of course, this Rabbi Kiver points out the Magen Avraham is Soser himself. By Chol HaMoed, he said, we're Tefillin because there's no Avelus. By Purim, he says, even though there's no Avelus, but it's Ma'ol above for Karno, we still shouldn't wear Tefillin. So Rabbi Kiva Eger just leaves, throws his hands up, says, you're in the Magen Avraham. But the real answer is what Yonatan said before. That even Mitzan Ma'ol above for Karno, I think you could go both ways. I don't know, how does he feel in Chol HaMoed? Maybe he feels Ma'ol above for Karno because his father just died. Or maybe no. Maybe the feeling of Chol HaMoed lifts him up a little. Not that he feels happy and perfectly okay. Maybe the feeling of Yontif lifts him up a little. And he doesn't feel Ma'ol HaBa'afar for Karno. Especially according to the Rav. Let me remind you what the Rav said. The Rav says, Avelos, the Ikrakim of Avelos is Belay. The Ikrakim of Sivlos Yontif is Belay. The Avel has to be sad in his heart. On Yontif, you have to be happy in your heart. And why is Yontif Docha Avelos? Because he has to pick what to be in his heart. And in his heart, he has to be happy on Yontif. Again, obviously, he's a human being. I mean, they say stories about the Grud, etc., that even if he was an Avel on Yontif, he was as happy as anyone else. Okay, that's a unique approach. But I think the Rav would admit, it doesn't mean he's quite as happy as the next guy, but it means on some level, you know, the happiness of Yontif, which is about the eternal life of all of Klal Yisrael, in his heart, he feels so connected to the tzibur. That's what Moran Barkatan says about the Rabin. In his heart, he feels so much a part of Klal Yisrael that even though personally he's experiencing an end of life of his relative, since he's celebrating the eternal life of the whole of his whole people, therefore, even in his heart, that approaches a happiness that temporarily suppresses the sadness.
Can you just say a lot easier? Just he has the mitzvah of samach lechagecha, like what you were saying in the Rav Sakai. Yeah,
okay.
Why do you have to?
I don't.
Okay.
Just trying to just trying to bring it to life a little. Anyway, so you could say he's Aser B'Tefillin, or maybe you could say he's Chayav B'Tefillin because he doesn't feel as, you know, even that said, he doesn't feel as lowly. Why doesn't he feel so lowly? Because it's Yontif. And here also, or maybe you could say, you know, for the Levush, it's a little trickier. Like, how likely is he to be distracted? I'm not sure I'm going to sign on that on Yontif he's less likely to be distracted. Well, maybe if he's really into Yontif. But for sure, if you say it's about the lowliness, maybe on Purim he doesn't feel... It's not just that there's a din of Avelus. Maybe on Purim he doesn't feel lowly. Maybe on Chol HaMoed he doesn't feel lowly. And now we can answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's steer in the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the steer in the Magen Avraham. Chol HaMoed and Purim are the same thing. And yet on Chol HaMoed the Magen Avraham says, we're Tefillin, because there's no Avelus. But on Purim he says, don't wear Tefillin because you still feel lowly. So now the answer is Pashat. The give me a second. I mean, or exactly. Right. That's really, this is the sheet of the Magen Avraham, but not the Magen Avraham himself. Because the Magen Avraham himself said you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed to the no Avelus. You should also wear tefillin on Purim. Rather, what's the real sheet of the Magen Avraham? The real Magen Avraham would be this. It's a din like Rashi and Brachos. When you're so lowly, you can't put on tefillin. It's a mizayin of tefillin to put it on a lowly head. However, says the Magen Avraham, how you feel is actually different on Purim and Chol HaMoed. What you do might have some similarities, but how you feel is different. On Cholamoe, first of all, there might be a mitzvah Simchat Torah, not so posh.
But he's saying... even by Avelis, it's like Shabbos, not like Yom.
Correct, exactly. What's the difference between Cholamoe and Purim? There's a big difference. Right, and this is based on the Rav, although you have to explain a few things. We're not going to have to not learn more cotton. But Joel points out there's a tremendous difference in Purim and Chol HaMoed. What's the difference? Purim is Olah L'Minyan Shiva, like Shabbos. Purim is like Shabbos. There's no Avelis on Shabbos, but it's still Olah L'Minyan Shiva. Purim counts as a day of Shiva. Chol HaMoed doesn't count as a day of Shiva, right? Someone buries their relative in Chol HaMoed. They only start counting Shiva from Isra Chag in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Why? So the Rav explains, because Chol HaMoed, I mean, the Rav had his own unique practice, but the Chol HaMoed, the Simcha of Chol HaMoed, there's no keem of Avelis believe at all. Chol HaMoed takes away the Avelis even believe. Purim, you're not allowed to show your Avelis, you have to pretend to be happy on Purim, but it doesn't take away the Avelis believe. Purim is not powerful enough to take away the Avelis believe. Maybe there's not even a keem believe on Purim. On Purim, it's just the Kiyum of Masim. And therefore, it makes sense. Chol HaMoed, which is not Olah L'Minyan Shiva, is because you don't have a feeling of Avelis on Chol HaMoed. Purim is Olah L'Minyan Shiva, because you do feel the Avelis, you just aren't allowed to show it. So then it makes sense. On Purim, Hitaka feels lowly, says the Magen Avraham. But on Chol HaMoed, he feels uplifted by Chol HaMoed, that lifts him a bit out of the lowliness, and therefore he's not Ma'olah B'Afar Karno. So really, you can answer the Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha, right? Let's put a little star here. Right? The star means...
Right? Maybe not real Magen
Avraham. What?
Maybe not the real Magen Avraham himself? What does that mean?
This is not the real reason for Magen Avraham for Din of Avelis. The real reason for Magen Avraham is Din Ma'ol Ba'afar Karno, but he's not lonely in Chol HaMoed.
Right.
That's what it means. So here is the Stira. Stira in the Magen Avraham that Rabbi Kiva Eger pointed out. And the answer... to the Stira in the Magen Avraham is that Chol HaMoed is Eino Ole L'Minyan Shiva because he's not Ma'ola B'Afar Karno. He doesn't feel lowly and depressed on Chol HaMoed. However, Purim is Ole L'Minyan Shiva. I know you can read this at all. It says Chol HaMoed ain't no Olah L'Minyan Shiva because not Ma'olah B'Afar Karno. Purim is Olah L'Minyan Shiva. Why is Purim Olah L'Minyan Shiva? He goes to shul and he wears nice clothing, right? He hides all his torn clothing in a box and he wears nice clothing and he wears his shoes and he goes to shul and he celebrates and goes to Purim Suda. You know, so why is it Olah L'Minyan Shiva? Because he has to participate in the communal festivities, so it's not the Shter, the Simcha for everyone else. But he's really still an Avelis, because he is Ma'ola B'Afar Karno. Right? And that's the difference. Purim is Docha Avelis on the outside, but on the inside, he's still an Avel. Chol HaMoed is Docha Avelis even on the inside. Again, I don't mean totally, but I mean to the extent that he's not Ma'ola B'Afar Karno. And then the Magen Avraham makes perfect sense. If it's a Din and Tefillin, it depends where you're holding on the inside. And again, I'm somewhat formal here. I don't mean each person makes their own Shabbos. I mean, it depends where you're holding on the inside based on the halachic category it tells you to be holding on the inside. And on Chol HaMoed, on the inside, he's not holding an Avelis, so he's a component tefillin. On Purim, on the outside, he's not holding Avelis, but on the inside, he is holding Avelis, and therefore, he cannot wear tefillin. The Magen Avraham makes sense. So we've seen that it is within an Avelis, Pashtos, even though Yonatan has a point, but Supreme Gadam also mentions Pashas, if it's in Avelos, then he goes to Shul on Chol HaMoed, he goes to Shul on Purim, he should have to put on Tefillin. Again, if he lives in Ashkenaz, you know, like everyone else, because he's not allowed to display Avelos on Chol HaMoed or Purim. But if you said it's a Din in Tefillin, that's a different story. Then he shouldn't put on Tefillin because he's still distracted. And if you say it's a Din in Tefillin, like the more mainstream approach, because he's lowly, then it might depend. Does he feel lowly? If on the one his relative died, on the other hand it's a holiday, or does he not feel lonely? And you could go either way. And this is the case where the Magen Avraham makes a chiluk. It says on Chol HaMoed he doesn't feel lonely, but on Purim he does feel lonely. The Gesher Chaim, by the way, I think was across the board. Yeah, even on Purim, even on Chol HaMoed, either way he feels lonely. He shouldn't wear tefillin.
Just to clarify something, this is all working on an assumption that Ma'olah B'Afar Karno refers to how he feels, I mean, even in a formal sense, about his feeling. Not the fact that somebody who had a relative die is by default viewed as being somebody who's lowly or somebody who's in trouble or distress. That would be inappropriate to place to bone his head.
No, that's one side, but there is another side that maybe that could be counteracted.
Right, I think that would undermine it as a napkin, right? Or
no, that would make it a perfect napkin, then.
Why?
Here he'd be Osir, and here he'd be Chayef.
No, but meaning of her moral phone language would just be Osir.
Oh, correct. And if not, if it's just a matter of that's how he feels, that's how he is when someone died, then and that's the Gesher Chaim, and that's the Eliyah, then that's the Gesher Chaim says. So either way, it's also, and the Prima Gunnum also ends up leaning that way. I think the Prima Gunnum also leans that way. It's always hard to tell what his conclusion is. Gesher Chaim, and I think this sounds like the Maskana of the Prima Gunnum. If you assume that wherever he says last, this is Maskana. Over there in Helpless Purim, he seems to lean towards saying that he shouldn't put on tefillin on Purim. Nah, don't put on tefillin any time, because you're always lowly if someone died. Give me a break. But it could be the Magen Avraham would say that. What I'm saying is there's two ways you could tell him to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed and Purim. One, you could say it's din avelus, no avelus, and it has nothing to do with your feelings. The other is it does have to do with your feelings, but you feel better. That's a chiddush that you feel better. But I think the Magen Avraham made this chiddush in Chol HaMoed and not in Purim.
Speaking of my point, do we find any other place where you can say, let's say, you could mitigate it by your subjective?
Okay, but here it's not subjective. Here it's not subjective, it's objective. You know, so I think there's a big difference in the halachic system. Okay, let's go to another classic nafkamina. There's a famous nafkamina. By the way, this nafkamina is Ad Hayom Hazeh Alai Veshma. Halacha L'maisa, by the way, we tell him, put on tefillin Chol HaMoed and put on tefillin on Purim. That's how we paskin. We paskin put on tefillin. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. This is a famous machlok, because this happens all the time nowadays, right? In Eretz Yisrael, usually they try, when someone dies, they're buried that day, right? Those from America will think it's weird. Right, in America, you know, if it's a holiday weekend, then everything's frozen. You know, if it's this, if it's the off hours of the union, whatever. And there it's strong. If someone dies on Friday at 3 p.m., right, then they bury them on Friday at 6 p.m., even if Shabbos comes in at 6:40. Right? I've been at a Levaya an hour before Shabbos. I've been at a Levaya an hour before Shabbos. Or,
in Shabbos,
or you know, Matzah Shabbos at midnight, if that's how long it takes everyone to get there. I've been at a Levaya Matzah Shabbos, Mamish. I don't remember if it was 11:30 or 12. You know, it was late Matzah Shabbos. They didn't want to wait until Sunday. But in America, right, sometimes it takes a while, or if they bring the body here, etc. So what if, right, someone came and asked me the Shiloh once, a relative of a relative. No, I went to the Levaya, he came to the Levaya, and he said, I was noning, so I didn't wear tefillin this morning. Now everyone's davening mincha, should I put on my tefillin or not? Right? So, what do you say? On the one hand, it's the first day of Avelis. Avelis only starts mistimas hagolel, right? From the burial. So the first day of Avelis. But on the other hand, it's not the first day of the death, right? His mother died yesterday, or 2 days ago, probably. So should he put on tefillin or not? He brought his tefillin to the Beis HaKvaros, because he knew they were going to make a minyan for Mincha after the Tvura, and figured he'd find a rabbi to ask whether he should put on tefillin or not. Because he wasn't sure, you know, this tefillin, something at the first day, but it's the first day after the burial, but it's the third day since his mother died, so he didn't know what to do. So it's Taka, a good question, because there's different opinions about it.
Yes.
This is a famous machlokas, the famous shita of the Maharitatz, the Maharitza Halon, says the Maharitatz, the Maharitza Halon says that you put on tefillin in this case. Why? Because achrisa ki yomar, there's one day of bitterness. Now think about it. Which day is the guy bitter? You're going to tell me his mother died on Monday. You can tell me he wasn't bitter on Monday? Of course he was bitter on Monday. When is he more bitter? His mother died Monday. By the time they buried her, it was Tuesday. When is he more bitter? Of course he's more bitter Monday. That's when his mother died. That's when he's really bitter. By Tuesday, he's very bitter, but not as bitter as Monday, so there's only one day of bitterness. The day of bitterness is Monday. But on Tuesday, it's not Yom Mar anymore. On the other hand, says the Dagel Mervava and the who is on the Makorah sheets here, the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Birkei Yosef of the Chidah, says, no, they don't wear tefillin on the Yom Kvura. And now, what's the lumdus of this? So again, it's always hard to prove what the lumdus is. It could just be, you know, what they call a day of bitterness. But Pashtus, we would think, the Pashup shot should be, what about Yom Kvura She'eino Yom Misa? Pashup shot should be that if it's Din Avelos, then he should be Aser Bitfillin, because this is Yom Rishon Shel Avelos. Yom Rishon of Avelos is, it's the din of Yom Rishon of Avelos. Yom Rishon of Avelos is the day of Kvura. For one day, he is a din, an Avel is a din. He's Osher and Tefillin one day. This is the one day he's Osher and Tefillin as an Avel. He wasn't an Avel until now. He was an One. He wasn't an Avel. So an Avel is Osher one day when the Avelos starts. And this is the Psak and Mishnah Brura, and this is the mainstream Minhag Olam. The mainstream Minhag Olam and Psak and Mishnah Brura is that an Avel doesn't put on Tefillin the first day of Avelos. Yes, correct. Although, let me get to that in a second. Who did I quote? The Dagomer Vava and the Birkei Yosef, quoting the Shari Tshuva, and many. There are many on both sides. But if you say, that no, it's not a din in Avelos. It's a din in Tefillin when you have a Metzias. It's not a Yom Rishon of Avelos. It's the Metzias of Yom Mar. Then what would you say? You would say probably. You would say he's Chayav Bitfillin, because the one Yomar is obviously the Yomisa. Obviously, the bitterest day is when the person died. So, therefore, now it's the second bitterest day. It's not the bitterest day anymore. So, you might think that you'd probably say is Chayav and Tefillin. This is the famous Shita of the Maharitats, the Maharitza Halon. Halacha l'maisa nowadays, in Chutz La'aretz, I think most people's minhag is straight up, Dagomer Vavar, Birkei Yosef, Mishnah Brura, to not put on tefillin in that case. In Eretz Yisrael, the mainstream psak is still not to put on tefillin in that case, but some people say, to be machmir, you should put on quickly bitzinah without a bracha, just in case the Maharitats is right, and that's what many people are knowing in Eretz Yisrael. But again, I think the mainstream socks clearly not. The reason to say probably is because someone could say no. Sometimes the Yomar could be two Yomars, you know, if the experience, you know, is still at its peak. But you would probably say this enough. Now, here you have another great example.
Well, according to the Rambam,
No, the Rambam does not hold that.
I just saw it last night in the Rosh Sefer. That he points to the Mahos between the Rambam and the Rambam.
But it's the other way. The Rambam holds there's no Isser of Rechitza Sicha Nilas Hassan Dol Liyad.
That might be because the Aninus is Mafriya, but the
Okay.
Even according to the Rambam, it's only one mitzvah.
Okay, you have a funny definition of Noeg.
Okay, but let's forget that. Maybe I'm wrong with that definition. But the Chobit, our own Aninus and Avelus, the same mitzvah Sasei.
That I know. Correct, okay, yesh ladan, but I happen to think that it's not going to work out the way you think. We can discuss it later. Okay. You know, this depends on how you solve the famous problem of the Rambam, which is that he holds that Avelos and Aninus is one day of the Yom Misa, and yet he holds that Avelos doesn't start at the death until after the burial, which is funny. Okay, I have my answer to that, the Rambam is his answer to that. That's for another time. Now, how about the opposite case? Now, whoever wants to be the first to tell me I'm crazy should just, don't wait to be called on, just raise your hand and shout why I'm crazy, and then I'll show you why I'm not. Rav Tokachinsky loves this nafkamina. He says, what about the Yom Misa She'eino Yom Kvura, right? Or, what we say, Yom Misa before the Kvura, right? What about the Yom Misa before the Kvura? That would be a big nafkamina. On the one hand, there's no Avelos before Kvura, or at the very least, the Machlokas Rishonim, and we'd be Choshesh, there's no Mihog Avelos before the Kvura. On the other hand, he's obviously bitter. Now, how come no one said I'm crazy yet? He's an Onei, he's Potter from all mitzvahs, what are you tefillin, right? I mean, he's Potter from all mitzvahs regardless, right? So, but not so Pasha, because sometimes he's not Potter from all mitzvahs. That's only if Meso Mutal Lefanov. What if it's not Meso Mutal Lefanov? Right? What if the mace is Rabbi Natan, right? The mace is in another country, etc. So what if you have a case where It's not meso mutal fun of. He's in another country, and only tomorrow he's going to be in country with the mace, and he's not a no-name yet. He's not misha meso mutal fun of. That does happen with Tzia sometimes. Okay, this is all the big machlokes. This has to do with the Nitziv and Rafal Shapiro, etc. But let's say that, according to many poskim, let's say someone's relative dies in Eretz Yisrael. They have to come to Eretz Yisrael. So they're chayven mitzvah until they get to Eretz Yisrael. It's not meso mutal fun of. Right? So what about in that case? Right? Ve'ein meso mutal lefanav. Without getting into, I'm not getting into chos avails here, some of us will get into it in the afternoon this year. Right? What do you do in that case? The chayven tefillin or patur tefillin. On the one hand, he's avails hasn't been chal yet. But he's obviously bitter. Avails hasn't been chal, but he's obviously bitter. So this is a discussion, the Gesher HaChayim. Says the Gesher HaChayim. Says the Gesher HaChayim, he is aser b'tfillin because it's Yomar. He's ma'olav afrikarno. Who cares whether Avelus is chal or not? Even if Avelus isn't chal, he's in the dirt. His mother just died. Clearly, but he quotes Yesh Omrim, right? That he is chayiv in tefillin. Why is he chayiv in tefillin? Because there's no chalos avelos. So if it's din avelos, you would say there's no chalos avelos. He quotes there Yesh Omrim, who says that. I don't know who it was. He says, if it's din avelos, there's no avelos now. It's just the flip side of not being free. There's no avelos now, because avelos wasn't chal. But if you say it's a matter of bitterness, then this is the bitterest you get. Another great, not interesting nafkamina, let's just put two other nafkaminas, this is discussed by everyone, is what about Isruchag? Isruchag and the Misa, the Tefura was on Yontif, on Kol HaMoed or Yontif. Nowadays, you don't bury Yontif so much, theoretically you could. The Isruchag, and again, let's assume that the Kvura was on the Chag. Right? Isruchag comes. What day of Avelos is Isruchag?
One.
It's the first day of Avelos, right? It's the first day of Avelos. But is it the bitterest day? Probably not. I mean, the relative died 7 days ago. Maybe it's not such a bitter day. After all, there is some degree of Tanchumen on Yontif, right? People do come to visit him to try to, you know, make him feel a little better. So he's already had time to litoshesh, to recover a bit, right? To collect himself a bit. So you would say in the Lechori, you would say in this case, that if it's a din in Avelos, then you should be Aser B'tfillin. This is the opinion, I think there's a Shari Tshuva in, I put in brackets, of the Knesset HaGdola. Knesset HaGdola says he's Aser B'tfillin because that's the first day of his Avelos. That's his first day of Avelos. However, the Prima Gadim says, right, says the Prima Gadim and the Birkei Yosef quoted in the Shari Tshuva, he says he is Chayav B'tfillin because he is no longer Me'olel Ba'afar Karno. Right? Obviously, he's sad, but he's already had 7 days, 6 days, 5 days, four, three, 2 days, however many days, to come to grips with this. And he doesn't feel like it's fresh wound anymore. The wound has started to heal a little. And therefore, he shouldn't put on tefillin.
Isn't that three?
What?
Yom Kippur Shina Yom Misa.
So basically, it is awfully similar, I admit. It's awfully similar to, three, unless you want to say that here I would say, like, maybe it's easier to deny it and say maybe it's still a Yomar anyway because it's just one, you know, you haven't had a chance to stop and think yet. You know, here I could easily say it's still the Yomar. You know, even though he died on Monday and buried on Tuesday, it's still the Yomar because, you know, haven't even had a break yet. After Yontif, then I think it's impossible to say it's still the Yomar.
Can we say that, meaning that it was totally so sere the Velas until now, and the Chol Moed was totally so, or the Moed was totally so sere the Velas until now, so now you have a chance to think about it.
You could, but it's a Chiddush. You know, that would be a chiddush, say, ad kidei kach, that like, it's like fresh news on Yisru Chag. Like, it only hits him on Yisru Chag. There are stories like that about the Gra. But, you know, that's a chiddush. I hear it, but it's a chiddush. You know what I'm
saying? Why did the Brick Yosef switch the chiddush, no? I mean, the Brick Yosef says, also put film in case they're in, and the one that you just gave us was high.
Right, so I think, the truth is that maybe you could go... You could go two ways in this, I admit. Number one, you could say that maybe he thinks the Yom Kippurah is still Ma'olva for Karno Yom Mar, because since it's just been, you know, death to burial until now, without any respite, he's still Ma'olva for Karno for 2 days. As opposed to after Yom Tov, you know, where after the burial he went home and sat with his family and with his friends, then it's hard, then he's not Ma'olva for Karno. So it may be that he's really on the side of Ma'olva for Karno within Bitzvillin. Just...
From no, the Brick Yosef, I'm asking directly. The Brick Yosef saying...
Yes, what I'm saying is maybe the Brick Yosef really would say here, that's why I said probably, you know, I would say, or maybe, you could say he's still Ma'olo Bar Karno, even if you don't go as far as Yosef Penner. You could say, if he died on Monday, very Tuesday, that's still Ma'olo Bar Karno Tuesday. That's, they're both the one worst day. As opposed to if it's already been yontif with a break of all kinds of partying, then it's hard to say it's still the worst day. So that's what I think. Theoretically, if you want, maybe you could also say that that Yisru Chag's not really the first day of Avelos, because maybe there was some kiyum Avelos on Chol HaMoed, even though it didn't count, but that's me trickier. So I prefer to put the Brick Yosef there and say he really holds this way. What? Right, so there are Dvar Mitzina, and you could say, and maybe not only that, but there's Tanchumen, so okay. The last nafkamina I want to point out is, and then I want to make it more complicated, the last nafkamina I think I want to point out is, this is, okay, this is a bit of a weird nafkamina. You can take it or leave it. Between the Gadim discusses it and the Eliyahu Rabba discusses it. What about someone who heard a shmua, right? Let's say someone hears the relative died and was buried. Then the Avelos starts for them. That's their Yom Mar. Right? What?
Krova.
Krova. Shmua Krova. Shmua Krova. Within 30 days they hear the relative dies, that starts Avelos. There's a funny halacha. What if they hear the relative dies before Tzeis, but they already got Marv early? Right? They got Marv 7 o'clock. Right? Right? In the summer in New York, they got Marv 7 o'clock. Right? They got Marv 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, the sun's still shining in the sky. And they heard that their relative died. So the Avelos, basically that day doesn't count as Avelos, the next day counts as day one of Avelos, because they can't do it, can't be do a target, they can't contradict themselves since they already daven Marv. Let's say Sunday night they daven Marv, they already made it Monday. So Monday is the first day of Avelos, and Monday counts as day one. So would they put on tefillin Monday or not? So that's a big machlok, it's a big machlok zakhona, would they put on tefillin Monday? On the one hand, Monday is the first day of Avelos. On the other hand, but the Yom Bimtzias, they were sad on Sunday. Monday's already another day. They slept on it already. So, what would you say in this case? Now, it's a little funny, because obviously the Mitzias is also formal here. Who says the Mitzias depends on the taste of Kohanim? But, granted that, what about Shama Shmua Krova? Shmua Krova just means that it's a fresh news within 30 days, then there's full of Avelos. Shama Shmua Krova Lifnei Bait. Biyom Acher Shez Palo Mariv. After he davened. Does he put on tefillin the next morning? That's a big machlokus among the Achronim. Right? So, if you'd say it's in tefillin, Pashas, you should say that he's Aser B'tefillin L'mocharas. And that's the opinion of the Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba says he's Aser B'tefillin the next day, because the next day is the first day of Avelos. Because the next day is Yom Rishon Shel Shiva. The next day is the first day. Because since he davened Mariv, therefore he already can't contradict himself. But the Prima Gadim suggests, says the Prima Gadim, no, he's Chayav Bitfilin Amachras. Why? Because he's no longer feels me'olel be'afar karno. Now again, someone's going to be halach man reasoning and says, well, if you're already daven mariv before he heard, then he still feels the next day me'olel be'afar karno. Because once he daven mariv, he already feels like it's the same day. Okay, but the Prima Gadim assumes not that way. And the prima donna says, here he goes through an arichas, the other girl brings a raya, he thinks it's not a good raya. So again, it's a funny nafkamina, but the prima donna thinks it's a good nafkamina. He's always on the Olav Afra Karno side. The Elio Rabba generally seems to be on the Avela side. He says, the Elio Rabba says, he's potter tefillin the next day, because it's Yom Rishon Shel Avelos, Aser and tefillin. He says, not true. He doesn't feel the same next day, because who cares about that whether he daven Marav? Lamaisa, the sun was shining when he heard. That day was the Achrisa Yomar. By the next day, he already starts to feel a little less bitter, and he's chayiv in tefillin. So that could also be an afkamina. Now, I just want to end with, Chezkiah, I'm going to need your help, with going back to Rashi for a moment.
The next day is always defined by Tzeis. It's 24 hours.
It's always defined by Tzeis, which I understand. You'll say, how does how we feel depend on Tzeis? And I'll answer that, you know, either at some point we formalize it, or no, maybe, you know, by year, by poker, once it's, because it's not even the next night, it's really next morning, because the middle of the night anyway, so then once he slept on it, so already feels different. Okay, what if he hears after Tzeis, and then he sleeps on it? Okay, at a certain point, then, you know, I'm going to just say kachatzah. Now, here's an interesting question. I want to point out a possible steer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ran here, I think, deals with it. Yes. The Ran here deals with the stira and shas. How many days is an oval usher in tefillin? What does our Gemara say?
One.
Well, the Gemara Moikatan has a machlokas, and the Levi Paskin, what does it say?
Two, which is
awfully close to one, right? Says he's usher in tefillin for 2 days, but mixa yom kikulo, so he's usher in tefillin the beginning of day two, and then much or later on, the Rishonim argue, what's the beginning? Is it Osir and Tefillin in day two until the Menachemin leave, like until the people who came to his house for Shacharis leave, or is it just until sunrise? But clearly, let's say before sunrise, right? You're allowed to put on Tefillin before sunrise. The Menachemin Tefillin before sunrise, right? He's the Avol's not allowed to put on Tefillin the second day. That's clear in Moikah. But here it says one day, and he brings a pasuk only one day. So I'm not going to deal with the steer and the Gemara here. I put Makoros on the Makoros sheet. But how about in Shulchan Aruch? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Is he usher one day, or is he usher for one day plus a little the second day? Well, what does it say in Orach Chaim?
One.
It says one day. What does it say in Yeridah?
One plus
a little the second day. So the question is, is that a stira, or is that not a stira, right? So here, it's not so clear. It's really, really not so clear. The Torah really sounds like it's not a stira. Whenever anyone says one day, they mean lav davka, and they really mean one day plus a little the second day. So it could be say it's not a skier, it's just one place is davka and one place is lav davka. But some of the achronim really, it really sounds like a skier. Like we think, not that we're here to criticize, but we think he could have done a better job, right? Meaning that is something that could have been a little more clear, right? I think I put the shach here. He makes it sound like a stira. The yesh poskim, the eino aser el biyom rishon biyom beis mutar miyad, etc. Okay.
He doesn't point it out as a stira, though.
What?
The shach should have pointed it out as a stira, just as yesh omrim. The shach just told you to look at the other place in Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, so it's...
You had to go somewhere else to find the fact that there was a Yesh
Omrim. Okay, fair enough. You got the board, right? So we're not sure if it's a stira or not. Basically, it looks like a stira. One place says first day. Another place says first day makes us to the second day. So you could say, that it's Lavdavka and it's not a stira, right? But when he said one day, he meant that, now again, if you're going to say one day and mix us to the second day, and then the Ran has one opinion. Night counts as mixed to the second day, and therefore you can put it on right when dawn comes, then it's not a stira. But here it does seem like more of a stira, because in your day it says you have to wait for Hanetz HaChama. Again, okay, some of the Maybe some of us that were teenagers not too long ago, we think waiting for an Eitz HaChama doesn't really count as waiting. Like, that's not waiting part of the day. You know, you're so fast asleep for another hour. But not so bush. A lot of people wake up before an Eitz HaChama. And a lot of davening before an Eitz HaChama, right? If you live in New York and it's December, then you daven before an Eitz HaChama. You can't get to work if you daven after an Eitz HaChama. If you live in England, then almost the whole year, you know, you can't get to work if you daven after an Eitz HaChama.
Right now in shul, at the 6 o'clock minyan, we have a problem.
Right now in shul, I'm just going to explain. I almost went to the 6 o'clock minyan this morning, and then I checked my mind's manim, and I decided I'd go to a later minyan, because even 6 o'clock minyan before an Eitz HaChama. The 6 o'clock minyan is full. People have to go to work.
That's right.
Right?
Depends how quickly they daven. 6:17.
Yeah, the problem is that 6 o'clock minyan is usually in Okanami. If it was a 7:45 minyan daven, then they would have daven made vasikya. But the 6 o'clock minyan is usually the express minyan. It's own factor. Anyway, kitzer. So it does seem like a serious issue. You read Or HaChaim, you really think you can get off for regular minyan before an Eitz HaChaim and put on tefillin the second day. Yeah. You read your Odeya, and really makes it sound like, no, you have to wait. You have to wait for an Eitz HaChama. Yeah. You know, you can't put it on when everyone else puts it on. So, you could still say Lav Davka, or if you don't want to say Lav Davka, maybe you could say something, maybe this is too fancy, I don't know, but maybe you could say Kacha. Rashi, we noticed, was sosher himself a little. In Brachos and Ksuvos, he made it sound like it's a din in tefillin. It's a stira to tefillin. It's a hafkah of tefillin, a bizoyon to tefillin. To put it on Ether. You know, you can imagine, let's say, I don't know, the guy's chimney sweep, takes a break in the middle of the chimney and puts his tefillin on. So he'd say, you idiot, you can't put tefillin on like that. Don't you have any respect for tefillin? So this is worse, because the chimney sweep is on the chitzonius, and this is in the pnimius. But Rashi by us said, no, it's disrespectful to the mace, as it's in Avelus. So what do you do with this theorem, Rashi? Okay, this is already a philosophical question among the Achronim. You know, is Rashi allowed to be Soser himself? Is he not allowed to be Soser himself? I admit I would much prefer to have a specific reason why in this sugi he said this way, and that sugi he said that way, which is not as pashut as it seems. Maybe someone else can help me, but that's not so pashut. But maybe you could say for Rashi that there's tvei dinim. Maybe there's really two aspects to the isser of tefillin and an avel. It's a din in avelus, and it's also a din in tefillin. It's a din in tefillin. Tefillin are in, it's disrespectful to tefillin to put them on an avel. But it's also a din in avelus. It's disrespectful to the mace. It's a steer to tefillin to put them on an avel. It's also a steer for an avel to wear tefillin. Maybe there's tvei dinim. Maybe you could say something. This would be a big finish. But maybe you could say there's a difference between the two dinim. The din of, let's just put tvei dinim on the board. Sorry, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to make myself some more room. Maybe you could say, al pi Rashi, beis dinim. Right? Maybe there are two dinim in tefillin for an avel. There's one din in tefillin that is also to put them in an avel, and number two, there's a din in avelus. And then that might have two nafkaminas. Number one, it would answer the stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Although Yonatan will tell me, don't give me fancy answers, it's lavdavka. You said that very clearly. And maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I might say Lav Dafka, but...
Okay.
I'm not sure the Shulchan Aruch wanted to be that fancy.
Correct. The truth is, I'm also not sure. Okay. Ella and Cain...
He's also still wrong in Or HaChaim.
What?
It's also still wrong in Or HaChaim.
Correct. Ella and Cain. Okay. So... You're saying that it only goes, it doesn't go far enough for a book of practical law. Right, I hear the taina. Steer in the Shulchan Aruch, although nothing's going to help us with that, really. Although.
Wait,
Rebbe?
It could be Lav Davka. Yes, Yonatan.
Why can't you say, I didn't see anybody that said this, but that it's really Yom Rishon, but the thing is that before Nates, the Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and so then the Shulchan Aruch, when he says Yom Rishon, he includes the second.
Okay, first of all, because even if it's Laila, it's still not Yom Sheni, it's Lil. It's still not Yom Rishon, it's Lil Sheni. And second of all, it's not a Safek Yom.
That's the Ramban.
That's a myth.
That's how the Ramban answers the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so,
his answer. That's the Ramban's answer. He puts on tefillin at night.
No, yeah, I know, no, but anyway, but your hanukh is wrong. Right. So what do you want to say? You want to say like this, the din bitfillin is only one day, which makes sense. There's no mitzvah yom kikula of ma'ola ba'afar karno. Either you are or you aren't, right? Because there's no mitzvah hayom kikula by the mitzios of Me'olel Ba'afar Karno. You know what? You can't put film when you're lowly. You're not lowly mitzvah and kikulo. Either it's a lowly day or it's not a lowly day. But the din in Avelos is for 2 days and mitzvah sayom kikulo. After all, we always say mitzvah yom kikulo by Avelos. Right? By the 7th day it's mixed yom kikulo, by the 30th day it's mixed yom kikulo. So by the 2nd, and that makes sense, because we always say mixas hayom kikulo by dine avelos. Now again, you'll still ask me, whoever heard of the dine avelos of 2 days? That doesn't bother me so much, because they're all 7, whoever heard of 1 day. So it's no weirder to have a 2 day din of Avelos than to have a 1 day din of Avelos. So then I totally accept Yosef's criticism and Yonatan's criticism. Yonatan's criticism is, the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't be so clever. I mean, he could have been, but his derech, he shouldn't be so clever. And Yosef is that, especially since Lamaisa it comes out sounding wrong, he should have been more careful than that. Not that anyone else has an answer for that. But the Seder.
Although I will say, the Shulchan Aruch also, there's another fear in the Shulchan Aruch. In Or HaChaim, he says Pater, and in Yerdei, he says Aser. So that would also kind of fit in with this.
Aha!
He's just emulating the house quoted in Gemara. It's not as difficult.
Yeah, but that never totally explains the Shulchan Aruch, because not the derech of the Shulchan Aruch to always emulate the Gemara. Although, some, you know. Anyway, it's okay, that's a very good ha'ara. One second, sorry, just give me half a second. Hold on. Why did I, that's not what it says over here. Here it says us or both. What? Okay, no, but that's, okay, it says us or both ways. Just then it says us or b'chayiv and us or b'mutter. So there, clearly, us or b'chayiv and hilos tefillin. We want to know when you're chayiv. And hilos avelos, us or b'mutter, because we're not interested when you're chayiv and tefillin, we're interested when you're mutter. So you're, but that's somewhat trivial. Obviously, on the days that it's mutter, when you're dealing with tefillin, you'd say chayiv, and you'd say mutter. But still, it does show that one is from a tefillin perspective, one is from a velos perspective. But again, that's not the hard part. One is hilchos tefillin, one is hilchos avelos. So maybe you could say, I know it's a chiddush. You could, a chiddush answer to, I know, the pashut answer is lav davka, which doesn't help Yosef's point of misleading. But if you want to say it's davka, you could say, no, that's sveidinim. When it comes to mitzias ma'ol of karnov, the kedushas tefillin, 1 day is 1 day. Achlitza ki yom mar. When it comes to Avelos, then it's more complicated. You have 2 days of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo.
You're quoting Achrus Yomar. That's the Gemara in Chulin, which teaches us that it's a day and a bit.
And correct, in Moikaten. Absolutely.
Sorry, Moikaten.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's, and the Ramban in Torah Sadin deals with, how do you ever get a Havmin of 2 days from that? And he says, well, maybe Kiyom is like a Yom plus a little. So you're right. I mean, I have to have 2 Dina even within that Pasuk, so. But nonetheless, it would answer to you in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I know there's a far-out answer. There's one thing, though, that I think it mamish answers. This is a funny thing. The Rambam in, although you have to add something else, the funny Rambam Hilchas Taniyos. What does Rambam say in Hilchas Taniyos? He says that, it's interesting, you know, whether we pass like this, most of us don't pass like this. He says, Talmidei Chacham or Aser in Shalom, or don't do Shalom Shalom on Tishla. Okay, the mainstream minute, because no one does Shalom Shalom on Tisha B'Av. Then he talks a few things about how Talmidei Chachamim act on Tesh B'Av, but he says one funny thing, Perikei Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, some rabbis don't wear tefillin shel rosh on Tisha B'Av. And this is a funny thing for a few reasons. Number one, why only tefillin shel rosh? Number two, why only some rabbis? And number three, like, since when do rabbis like not wear tefillin? You think rabbis should wear tefillin extra? It's sort of a funny chumrah. Oh, there's like a chumrah of some rabbis to not wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. The problem is, like, you don't have to be a brisker to realize that this is not a proper chumrah. Meaning, at first glance, if there's a chumrah, if I were to say it's a chumrah of some rabbis to not wear tefillin on Shal Rosh on Tisha B'Av, you should stone me. It's not a chumrah to not wear tefillin. That's ridiculous. You know, you can't have a chumrah of some rabbis not to wear tefillin. So what's shot in the Rambam? A chumrah of some rabbis not to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. What?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So, but again, you can't choose, you have to do a little better. You can't choose to have a chumrah and avelos that'll be mafkia tefillin. Meaning, you can't choose to have a, as I say, you don't have to be a brisker to know. You're not allowed to choose to have a chumrah in one thing that takes away another mitzvah. That's a chumrah to asil de kula. Meaning, it can't be a chumrah of some rabbis. Because then it's a chumrah asil de kula. You can't have a chumrah that's mafkia mitzvah. So what must it be? It's not a chumrah of some rabbis.
Remember, it has to be avelos. It can't be. There's no difference between the kedusha of the shel rosh and the shel yad or anything.
Let's give me a second.
Not that much.
I disagree. Okay, what's shot in this funny Rambam? So you have to say it's not a chumrah of some rabbis. It can't be a chumrah. You can't have a chumrah. I don't see how you could disagree with me. You could try, but I don't think you're going to succeed. You can't have a chumrah to not wear tefillin. I'm so machmer on Tisha B'Av that I don't wear tefillin. No, I'm so machmer, I treat Tisha B'Av as Yom Rishon Shel Avelos and don't wear tefillin. No, you have no right to be machmer and not wear tefillin. That's ridiculous. So if it's not a chumrah of mitzvahs, what is it?
Are they two different mitzvahs? Isn't the Rambam holder one mitzvah?
No, I think the Roman Council was doing. Yeah. The what's shot? It's not a chumrah of some rabbis. Rather, it is a mitzios of some rabbis. All Amaratzim. How do all Amaratzim feel on Tisha B'Av? All Amaratzim on Tisha B'Av feel pretty good, other than the fact that they're hungry. You know, okay, so you know what? We used to have a temple. I'm not quite sure why that's important. I don't really know exactly what they did there. But I've been told that we should try to frown a few times today about it. Okay, and Am Haaretz on Tisha B'Av feels perfectly fine inside. He just tries to mishtatef with the tradition. Okay, how about a Talmud Chacham on Tisha B'Av? So notice what it says. Talmidei Chachamim don't give each other shalom on Tisha B'Av. But it's not a chumrah. Eli Yoshvin Dovin V'Nenachim Ka'avelim. It's not just that Talmid Chacham have a chumrah on Shilah Shalom. As a matter of fact, call me a liberal if you want. I don't think you should mutter to have a chumrah on Shilah Shalom either. What? You won't say Shalom to a Yid? That's a chumrah Hasid Day Kula. You can't have a chumrah on Shilah Shalom. Rather, the Talmid Chachamim have mitzias. What's the mitzias? Dovin. Okay, here I don't mean literally mitzias. Yoshvin Dovin V'Nenachim Ka'avelim. That's the ikker. The Amaratzim. They try their best to go along with the screenplay. You know, they try their best to follow the instructions and say their lines. And get a lot of tzchar for that. Talmidei Chachamim, they sit dovin v'nenachim kavelos. They sit sighing and moaning and crying. And not only that, the Rambam Halacha Tes said, Zoi midas kol ha'amav, chasidim arishonim kachaisim midasam. Chasidim arishonim, this is their midah. And it's a chumrah, but it's not just a chumrah. Some of it is maybe a chumrah. You could call it a chumrah. Mevilim pastor v'melach and Yosef etanim kirayim. But this is the ikker. Bedago v'shimamun v'chia with worry and shock and crying. K'mi she'mutol meso mutol afanim. As if their relative just died. Because they're roi lacham lasu kor mizeh. Right? This is, or something like this, is fitting for chachamim. He knows an amaretz should follow the script of the screenplay. And that's all we ask of the Amaretz. Because he can't feel it inside. Because he doesn't appreciate, you know, you tell me right now, you know, there's a really important person who we should all care about, who died in Timbuktu. And if you really knew who he was, you'd be crying like a baby. So if you told me, I have to be respectful, But I don't feel anything because I don't know the guy. You know, it's very, I believe you. But if you don't know the guy, then you don't feel it. And Am Haaretz doesn't know the guy. The guy's name is, first name is Beis, second name is Hamikdash. Okay, but I'm not familiar with the fellow. I've heard of him. I know he's very chashuv, but I'm not familiar with him, and therefore I don't feel it inside. The Talmid Chacham is familiar with the fellow. He's spent a lot of quality time with he spent a sixth of his quality time with this fellow. Right? Seder Kachin. He spent a sixth of his life with this fellow. And he really feels like what it means and understands the Amkus of the Beis HaMikdash. Or to some extent. So the Talmid Chacham really feels it inside. That's clear in the Rambam. The Rambam has an agenda here. A Talmid Chacham feels it inside and Amaretz doesn't. Now, does every Talmid Chacham feel the same way inside? No, he says, Kazer roi le Talmid Chacham o karav lezeh, he said in Halacha Tes. Something on this spectrum a Talmid Chacham should do. Right? We're on this spectrum. Every Talmid Chacham is a different madrega. Now it makes perfect sense. What's the Rambam saying? Miktsas Chachamim. Miktsas Chachamim. Some Chachamim are on the madrega where they really feel ma'olah ba'afar karno. Once they really feel ma'olah ba'afar karno, mela they can't put on tefillin. It's not a chumra or a kula. It's a mitzios.
You call it a chumra, no?
Okay, fine. It's a chumra feeling. But
so you could be machmor on a feeling that's going to pot you from mitzvahs?
Yes, because that's the mitzvahs. Once that's the mitzvahs, that's the mitzvahs. They're not machmor to not wear tefillin. They're machmor to be in a state where against their will they can't wear tefillin. That's okay. You've put yourself in a state. So the Talmid Chacham, he really feels ma'olabah for karno. It's not that he decides not to wear tefillin. He feels ma'olabah for karno, and then bal karcho he can't wear tefillin. Some Talmid Chacham are not on that level. They're not mamish ma'olabah for karno, so they do wear tefillin. So it's mixed chacham, it's not like optional. You're a chacham, pick your side. You know, would you like to be a tefillin Talmid Chacham or a non-tefillin Talmid Chacham? No, it depends. It depends how they feel. Every time a chacham looks at himself, he really feels ma'olabah for karno, then he doesn't wear tefillin. If he doesn't feel ma'olabah for karno, he does wear tefillin. I think that explains the Rambam. Mitzad dini avelos, it makes no sense that some chacham should have different dini avelos than the Amaratzim and then the other chachamim. But mitzad ma'olabah for karno, it makes perfect sense. The mitzad ma'olabah, so the Rambam, now why do you say it's Beis Dinim? Here is the Rambam Hilchos Tanios. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios. Says the Rambam that din in tefillin. It's a din in tefillin. But that same mitzvah chachamim, why do they wear tefillin shel yad? If they're ma'ol above her karna, why do they wear tefillin shel yad? Must be that Tfilin shel rosh is a din in ma'olabah for karno and pe'er. Tfilin shel yad is just a din in avelus. And tishvav is not yom rishon of avelus. That's clear. There's no din of yom rishon shel avelus. So you have to say for the Rambam this. Why is there a difference between shel rosh and shel yad? The Rambam would say, tfilin shel rosh. To quote Rashi, ba'u pe'er. And miktsas chachamim feel Ma'olel be'afar karno on Tisha B'Av. Then it's beautiful. Why only mitzvahs chachamim? Because only they feel ma'olel be'afar karno. And other people don't. But tefillin shel yad is only a din in avelus. And in avelus yom rishon and Tisha B'Av is not like Yom Rishon, that's clear. There's no din of mita tfuya. It's not like Yom Rishon. Meaning, the din of avelus doesn't apply in Tisha B'Av, because it's not like Yom Rishon, but the din of ma'olabah for karno does apply in Tisha B'Av. However, here's the chat. Ma'olabah for karno applies only to Shel Rosh. That's why, now I'm explaining two things. Why only Shel Rosh? Well, I haven't explained it fully yet. Why only mitzvah chachamim? Because it's not a din of avelus. If it's avelus, everyone should be equal. You shouldn't have a choice how much avelus to do. At least we have to give you for mitzvahs. It doesn't make sense to me. I could choose to do more avelos than we're tefillin. But if it's din ma'olabah for karno, yeah, I could choose to really feel the korban deeply. And if I feel the korban deeply, I'm ma'olabah for karno and I'm putter. Why only for shel rosh? Here's the, if anyone look in the Shitel Rebbe, Talmud Rebbe, Yechiel Meparvizim, where he cut, he says, on our Gemara, he says, and the shel rosh is called pe'er. Now he doesn't, it's not clear where he goes with that. Then he just goes on like everyone else. But really, what's the pe'er? Everyone knows only Shel Rosh is pe'er. And here I will quickly, give me half a second. Everyone knows the famous Gemara Menachos, V'ro, Kalami, Yoritzki, Shem Hashem, Nikra, Alecha. Right? Eilu Tefillin Shel Rosh. What intimidates the enemies? What shows that Shem Hashem is on me? the Shel Rosh. The Shel Rosh, the Pe'er, after all, the Shel Rosh is what everyone else sees. The Shel Yad, we're supposed to do inside. L'chol lo'os v'lo l'achir lo'os. Not only that, the Rav made this point. Famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Poshe Shel Begufan, it's not polite to say what happens to them in Gehenna. Who are Poshe Shel Begufan? Their guf is, they're Poshe with their guf. What do they do? I might have picked a lot of things. Where it says, Karkaftud l'monach tefillin, a head without tefillin. So the Rav asked, why a head without tefillin? Why not an arm without tefillin? Isn't that equally in your guf? And the Rav made an amazing diuk. And the Rambam, in the introduction to his tefillin, when he lists the mitzvos, says the mitzvah to tie tefillin likshar al hayad and lios al rosh, for them to be on your head. The mitzvah of hand tefillin, we shall put tefillin on our hand. But it's not a different hand. We just put tefillin on it. Lios al rosh, the mitzvah of tefillin, when they are on the head, it's a totsah. The mitzvah of tefillin shal yad is a maisa. The mitzvah of tefillin shal rosh is a totsah. When they're on my head, it's a different head. There's karkafta demonach tefillin and karkafta lomach tefillin. It's the same arm either way. But the head with tefillin is a different head than a head without tefillin. Because one is a crowned head, a head of pe'er, and the other is a regular head. So maybe the difference, the pe'er in me only comes from the shal rosh. The pe'er comes from the shel rosh. And this explains the famous Torah, right? Ota Yishol b'Sefara. His father, the Rosh, used to say Ota b'Yishol b'Tefara when he put on his tefillin shel rosh, because that's when you really get your Tefara. And not only that, we all know the brachos. What's the brach on shel yad? Lahaniach tefillin. What's the brach on shel rosh? There's a lot of different explanations, but the probably most correct explanation is shel yad is lahaniach tefillin, the mice of putting it on. Shel Rosh al mitzvah tefillin. It's not the mitzvah putting on. It's the tzav of having tefillin. Because when you have tefillin on your Rosh, it's a different Rosh than before. So if I want to say Alam does, now it really comes together. Shel Rosh is different from Shel Yad. And with this I'll end. That what's the difference between Shel Rosh and Shel Yad? Shel Rosh versus Shel Yad. Number one, we have the Lashon of Maisa versus, sorry, Totsah. Versus Maisa. Here we say al mitzvah tefillin, that it's a thing once it's done. Here we say lahaniach tefillin. I know there are other explanations, but there are reasons why many Rishonim won't agree with them. And here the Rambam says lios al harosh, lios. And here he says likshar al hayad, obviously influenced, right? So, and here we have a karkafta. A karkafta de manach or lo manach tefillin. It's a different karkafta. And then here we have no chazal says it's a different yad if you wear tefillin or not. You can say it on your own, but it's not in chazal. And in addition, we have the famous the rush says the rush that shel rosh is tif'ara. And the Talmud Rabbi Chiel Miparis says that Shel Rosh is the Pe'er, Pe'er and Tefara being the same thing. And of course you have Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha is Shel Rosh, not Shel Yad, right? Not Shel Yad is Shel Rosh, which, okay, you don't see the Shel Yad. Maybe that's, so what am I saying? The Shel Rosh transforms your head, is a crown. The Shel Yad is a reminder. So, mitzara velos, you shouldn't put on any tefillin. Mishana velos, they're both fancy, you shouldn't put them on. But the ikar pe'er is the shel rosh. And therefore, I want to say, the shel rosh, ba'u pe'er. The pe'er is ma'akev in shel rosh. And that's what I want to say. What I want to say here is that the pe'er is ma'akev tefillin shel rosh. That's a din in tefillin. A pe'er is ma'akev tefillin shel rosh. Pe'er is not ma'akev tefillin shel yad. It's still fancy. An avil shouldn't put on either one because they're both fancy. But the pe'er is only ma'akev tefillin shel rosh. The din of tefillin that shel rosh needs pe'er or don't put it on. The shel yad, you can put on without pe'er. It's only a din in avilus. And that explains the Rambam. Avilus is the same for everyone. You're allowed to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Not only are you required, but when it comes to the din of tefillin, it depends on your metzias. Shel Rosh depends on Metzias, and Amah Aretz or some Chachamim are Metzias of being okay on Tisha B'Av, so they were tefillin. Metzias are the Metzias of Mamish, Meso Mutal Fun of an Erev Tisha B'Av, and now they're the Metzias of Yavim and Nachin Tavelim, the Old Ba'afar Karno, and therefore they don't put on tefillin. Tisha B'Av, I think this is really the only good explanation for the Rambam, then there's going to be a big Kiddush in the Rambam. But I think there's no other way to explain this enigmatic Rambam Hilchos Tefillin that, A, you have to say there's a big difference in Rosh and Shel Yad. You have to say there's Tzvei Dinah in the Din of Tefillin La'avel. But that would explain the strange Rambam Mitzvah Chacham who don't wear Tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Okay, that's the first half of Shir. And the second half of Shir we'll have to come back to see how fast we can speed through it. Amir Tz Hashem together with the next Sugya.